I came into social work quite late in life. I was probably 42, 41, when I first thought that I might like to do something on these lines. Up to then, really, I'd been a housewife, a mother, a working mother. So I just felt, well, what was I going to do with my life? So I started off, really, by working with elderly people in a residential home. And I quite enjoyed that. I remember the very first day I went, because I was very frightened, because I didn't know what to expect, and I wasn't sure what my role was meant to be. And I remember coming from there and feeling that it had been quite rewarding, because in some ways I'd lost my father quite recently to that. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like caring for my father.
Right.
And my father had been a very positive person. You could not make decisions for him. He was a very independent person. So I felt that I could take that with me and enable other people remain independent, if you like. Mm-hmm. From there, I then moved to work for a county council home, doing the same work, and the officer in charge at the time asked me if I'd ever thought of perhaps doing her job. And I said, no, I haven't really. And she said, well, if you try and go through the system, she said it could take you years because you'd have to work for the authority and do a CSS. But they are doing a diploma now, she said. Well, I didn't have any academic abilities. I'd been quite poor at school, actually. I'd left school at 16 with absolutely nothing. And so I didn't have a lot of confidence in my ability to do any academic work. But I eventually got to Bangor and had an interview, and they suggested that I did an access course.
Right.
And I did that, and I enjoyed that. I then got on to the Diploma in Social Work. So that was my introduction, really.
I've been caring for my mother, who is partially blind, and I thought if I could look after my mother, surely I could help with coming here to work, to look after generally the elderly, because I enjoy looking after my mother, and I still do. She's still independent, living on her own. Still, she's 88 now. And I got such a satisfaction looking after her that I thought, oh, I could make use of my life by looking after the elderly in general.
Is it very different?
Yes. With my mother, I was more involved. It was a challenge with the elderly because I didn't know them before, and I'd like to get to know them and different personalities. Well, I thought I could, you know, make them happy in their old age.
I would struggle to find any one sort of factor in my life that's contributed towards, you know, my sort of identifying social work as a career that I wanted to follow. I've always sort of been very keen to sort of see that people are able to exercise their rights. I've been interested in the sort of political forum, you know, internationally, really. I suppose when I was younger, I was interested in doing things for Amnesty International. But I can't say that through my sort of family background, there were factors there that perhaps helped to sort of form that as a path for me particularly. And, you know, I feel in my work now that, you know, that's still very apparent. You know, promoting people's rights is very much an important part of social work, I think. And that interest has sort of always been something significant to me. But, you know, I see that as being the case in a lot of different careers, you know, in teaching, you know, the whole sort of educational sector. I think that although, you know, social work can seem quite utilitarian almost, you have to argue cases for funding and weigh up, you know, one person's needs as being greater than another person's needs. It is really about the exercising of people's rights and of, you know, promoting that.
My brother's an electrician, my dad was a welder. And when I left school, I got an apprenticeship as a dental technician.
Right.
And that was because my family pushed me towards doing something technical, get a career, get some kind of apprenticeship. And social work's kind of the antithesis of everything else my family does.
So what was their reaction when you announced that this was the way you were going?
Well, I mean, I did an English degree, and my dad kind of despaired at that point. So by the time I left university and was doing support work, you know, they were just bemused. Social work, they were, I suppose, negative about the two-year course, kind of, oh, another course, you know, what was your degree for, and so on. But as I've gotten older and once I qualified, and you know, the starting salary is not bad, and now my dad in particular can see that there was some point to it.